Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. Louis was born about 20 miles east of Paris in the year 1809. As soon as he could walk, Louis's time was spent playing in his father's workshop. At the age of 3, the child was playing in his father's shop with some of the tools his father had as a designer of leather saddles. Louis was trying to make holes in a piece of leather with an awl. The awl is spelled A-W-L. We don't talk about that much, but that's the kind of tool that you use to make some designs in leather. Squinting closely at the surface, he pressed down hard to drive the point in, and the awl, that tool, glanced across the top of the leather, and it stabbed him in one of his eyes. He lost sight in that eye, and eventually lost sight in the other eye because of an infection. He was taken to a school for the blind at an early age. He was smart and wanted to find a way to help blind people communicate. It was the sharp awl, that tool, that put his eyes out. Eventually, Louis would use the same kind of instrument, same kind of sharp tool, on the opposite side of thick paper to lead people from darkness to light. Louis arranged dots variously to form an alphabet, and later he did that same with musical notes. Eventually, Louis Braille led millions of blind people from darkness into light by his arrangement of dots from the very instrument that caused his blindness. Friends, we never have control on what happens to us in this life, but we do have the up-to-us privilege of choosing how we will respond to whatever happens to us in this life. Louis' self-inflicted wound at 3 years of age led him at 15 years of age to take the instrument that led him into darkness and bend his blindness into light. Again, we have no control on what happens to us, but we do have the up-to-us privilege of choosing how we will respond to those events of life. I am Richard Wing, wishing you all the very best.
3 Good Minutes with Dr. Richard Wing publishes new podcast episodes every Thursday. See you next week.